The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off talking about Santa Claus. Everybody likes that, right? Even though it's not Thanksgiving yet, some things you got to plan for, and this is one of them. Raleigh Parks has reached an agreement with Santa Claus's North Pole headquarters to arrange a phone call from Santa Claus for local children ages 2 to 10. Experience this memorable moment this holiday season with a personalized phone call from Santa. The phone calls, costing $5, will be made December 8th, 10th, 15th, and 17th. You register each child individually by time slot online via RecLink. The website is reclink.raleighnc.gov/start. Again, that's reclink.raleighnc.gov/start. You'll receive a phone call during the time slot you registered for. For additional information, check the city's website, raleighnc.gov. By the way, there are a number of outlets offering similar calls. Just search phone calls from Santa or Santa phone calls, and a number of potential websites will pop up. The North Carolina Transportation Museum has announced that its popular Polar Express is canceled for 2020, obviously because of COVID. The press release said the North Carolina Transportation Museum is currently open with capacity limitations for exhibit buildings, while train and turntable rides are suspended. Uncertainty remains regarding limits to museum operations over the next 3 months, including our ability to offer an on-site train ride. The annual event is the museum's largest fundraiser. More than 60,000 people traveled to the museum over 22 event days for a reenactment of the beloved Christmas story during a train ride. The state-run museum is in Spencer, about 2 hours south and west of Raleigh. The museum has reopened, but visitors must purchase their tickets, which cost $4 to $6, online in advance. Because of the pandemic, capacity is limited to no more than 50%, and some exhibits are closed. Additionally, both Pullen Park's Holiday Express and Meadow Lights in Benson have also canceled because of the pandemic. However, New Hope Valley Railway, a number of train rides are scheduled for the remainder of the 2020 season, including the popular Santa's Reindeer Roundup Express. A complete listing of events, dates, and times is available at triangletrain.com/schedule. Ticket refunds will be issued if a ride is canceled due to government mandates. To keep guests, staff, and volunteers safe, there are a number of restrictions, including train capacity limited to 30%, face coverings for everyone, hand sanitation. Only one person from each reservation should check in to get train tickets, and only one family will be allowed in the gift shop at a time. Only cashless transactions are accepted. All right, information about the Lincoln Theater, Poorhouse Music Hall, and the Ritz. Only the Ritz has an event listed the rest of this year. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker will be streamed on Saturday, December 19th. This virtual event is not at the club. the rest of the club, Lincoln Theater, Poorhouse Music Hall, and the Ritz. Their schedules start up again, I believe it's in March. All right, at the Clayton Center, box office phone number is 919-553-1737 or online at theclaytoncenter.com. The following events are all streamed live on YouTube on Wednesday evenings starting at 7. Coming up November 18th, it's the Onyx Club Boys. The group is an acoustic string band, violin, guitar, upright bass, and drums rooted in Django Reinhardt's gypsy jazz sounds of 1930s Paris and Stuff Smith's New York City swing. However, being from 21st century North Carolina, their diverse influences take the music beyond borders. It's a trip around the world which will make you swoon, tap your feet, and realize how universally similar music really is. Then on Wednesday, November 25th, Giving Thanks live stream compilation. The program features highlights from some of the favorite pandemic live stream concerts. Okay, Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, there's the Jazz Live Concert Series, Saturday performances at 7:30. All concerts feature internationally renowned Steinway artist and jazz pianist Lenore Raphael. Concert dates, February 6th, with special guest Howard Paul, and the other one is on April 17th. Classical Concert Series, Sunday performances at 3. Concert dates, February 14th, Heavenly Strings featuring Marianne Brenneman on clarinet. March 21st, Adam Dengler in recital, baritone classics and contemporary local composers. Then way off in June, dueling violins with David and Christine Kilbride. And coming up Friday through Sunday, December 4th through the 6th, Dances of the Nutcracker. Performance on Friday at 8, Saturday at 3, and Sunday at 2 and 4. Carrie's Marvelous Music Main Stage Series. This is its 20th season, and it's held at the Carrie Arts Center. Concerts start at 7:30. First one up is Friday, June 22nd. It's Blue Jupiter. This group is the cutting edge of a cappella, soaring pop and Broadway leads, tight harmonies, unbelievable beatboxing, and most importantly, nothing else. No instruments, no DJ, no tracks, no calories, no carbs, real voices, and nonstop energy. It's a free online event. And then Saturday, February 20th, Nina Simone, No Fear and Blues Long Gone, an intimate portrayal of the legendary artist. The performance gives its audiences insight into Simone's wide repertoire of music, her life perspective, sense of humor, and sense of duty to people of color. Born Eunice Kathleen Wayman in 1933 in Tryon, North Carolina, Nina Simone, an American singer, songwriter, and musician, is considered one of the most influential artists of the 20th century and a hero of the civil rights movement. Again, this is a free online event. Reminder, lovers of opera music, take note. The Metropolitan Opera is streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the Live in HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 the following evening. The schedule includes outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmissions, starring all of opera's greatest singers. For more details, check the website, again, metopera.org. All right, for a few laughs, let's check the lineup at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-828-5233. Thursday through Sunday, November 19 through 22, Taylor Tomlinson. You've seen her on Conan, MTV's Safe Word, Comedy Central's Adam Devine's House Party, and in the top 10 of the finalists of NBC's Last Comic Standing. Taylor started doing stand-up at just 16 years old and has been letting stand-up slowly ruin her life ever since. She is one of the country's youngest touring headliners. Friday through Sunday, November 27th through the 29th, Ali Sadiq, a stand-up comedian, public speaker, and writer out of Houston. His unique style of stand-up began behind the walls of incarceration, an incubator for interesting experiences and good stories. People received their first taste of Ali Sadiq when he appeared on HBO's Def Comedy Jam and Live from Gotham. And in 2013, he was named Comedy Central's number one comic to watch. Thursday through Saturday, December 3rd through the 5th, it's Ryan Niemiller. Despite being born with a disability in both arms, Ryan, the self-proclaimed cripple threat of comedy, shares his views of the world from the perspective of the handicapped. Ryan began his comedy career in Los Angeles and has been performing in clubs and colleges across the country. Tuesday, December 8th, Brandon Lake. Brandon is an artistic visionary who started Called to Move. It's with a small group of artists trying to share their gifts and encourage others to do so, which has grown into a national initiative that has inspired audiences through poetry all across the country. In 2016, Brandon released a debut album, In My Thoughts, and since has traveled from L.A. to New York and everywhere in between, performing his pieces, leading spoken word poetry workshops, and keynote speaking. Friday through Sunday, December 11th through the 13th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Tony Roberts. Tony may not be a household name, but he's garnered the coveted honor of being a comedian's comedian. A nonstop, energy-charged joke ride, Roberts tackles everything from personal stories to popular culture with the same gusto and bounce-around-the-stage energy that will have you crying from laughter. And finally, Thursday through Saturday, December 31st through January 2nd, John Heffron. Audiences of all ages relate to John's enthusiastic, hard-won wisdom, recognizing how often the path to maturity is marked by universal triumphs and failures. A Midwest boy by at heart, Heffron touches on relationships, friendships, and experiences from childhood, all with an honest and relatable perspective. Heffron was the winner of Last Comic Standing Season 2. Special note, all shows are 18+. And at Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary, the phone number, 919-589-8558. Sunday, November 22nd, it is Carol Ann Miljavik. She laughs comedy tour. Humorous, authentic, relatable. That's Carol Ann in a nutshell. Married with three, she has cultivated a massive online presence across multiple social media platforms and has become the go-to girl for a good laugh, encouragement, loving truth, and vulnerability. Her purpose in life is to spread laughter and joy without sacrificing honesty and truth. Friday through Sunday, November 27th through the 29th, it's Ian Bagg. Ian started his comedy career in his native Canada. And he's performed all over the place and done some special things that performers are supposed to do in Canada, like Hockey Night in Canada, Montreal Comedy Festival, Kiss to Fish in Newfoundland, and a Comedy Now special on Canadian television. Monday, December 7th at Raleigh Improv is Jeff Allen, the America I Grew Up In tour. Jeff combines clean, hilarious humor like no other comedian working today. Besides performing at corporate functions and fundraisers, he regularly appears on television, radio, and casinos across the country. Thursday, December 10th, Andy Forrester. Andy has been performing comedy since 1999, and his brand of off-the-wall humor has made him a club favorite all across the country. Thursday through Saturday, December 17th through the 19th, Craig Shoemaker. What comedian do you know that has two Emmys, appeared on Broadway, and was voted Best Male Stand-Up at the American Comedy Awards? That's right, it's the Love Master, Craig Shoemaker, best known for his engaging, relatable stand-up and iconic baritone voice character, the Love Master. Craig has also recurred on hit television shows such as Parks and Recreation and The Bold and the Beautiful. Thursday through Sunday, December 31st through January 3rd, Aries Spears. Ever since this Chicago native was 14 years old, he's been a force to be reckoned with in the comedy scene throughout America. His quick wit, charisma, and ferociously aggressive style of comedy have earned him critical acclaim, high accolades, and, above all, a busy schedule. All right. Let's take a look at what's going on at PNC Arena. The phone number there, 800-745-3000, or you can go online at thepncarena.com. And nothing is scheduled at PNC Arena until February 20th next year. That's a Saturday. It's the Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series. That will be held at Carter Finley Stadium. And then next up is March 19th through the 21st. It's the 2021 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship, first and second rounds. Then it moves to March with Michael Bublé, June for the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. And then later in year, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream the Tour, Rage Against the Machine, Public Service Announcement Tour, Luke Combs, and Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2021. Okay, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. While COVID-19 has shut down the music industry's concert season, efforts to line up music stars for next year's season are moving full speed ahead. Coastal Credit Union Music Park's 2021 schedule starts on Saturday, April 17th, with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. That's followed up with the Backstreet Boys' DNA World Tour in June. The schedule includes a number of July dates, including the Black Crowes' Shake Your Moneymaker Tour, Tedeschi Trucks Band's Wheels of Soul 2021 Tour, Thomas Rhett's Centerpoint Road Tour 2021, Kids Bop Live, Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour, and Matchbox 20 2021. Later in the year, at Coastal Credit Union Music Park, performers include Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5, and Brooks and Dunn. Then at Red Hat Amphitheater, setting up next year's schedule of concert, the first concert of 2021, is Maren Morris on May 6th and Primus set to perform in June. July dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. Then in August, Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. And, of course, later in the year, IBMA's World of Bluegrass. At Coca Booth, like the other concert venues, Booth Amphitheater had to cancel or postpone its concert dates for this year because of the pandemic. There are a few dates scheduled for next year. The Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival in March, Tacos and Taps in April, and Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. That's also in April. All right, Duke Performances. The phone number, 919-660-3356. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Virtual fall season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. And that includes Saturday, November 21st, Chris Pattishall for his Duke Performances film, Grammy-nominated Jazz Wonderkind and Durham native Chris Pattishall will present a diverse body of material for solo piano and piano vocal duet spun out of his decade of participation in Durham and Duke University music scenes. Then on Saturday, December 5th, it's Christina and Michelle Naughton, piano duo. There's a long tradition of sibling piano duos with inherited musical connections, and Christina and Michelle are no different. The captivating identical twins are renowned for their technical mastery and have to be heard to believe. That's from the Washington Post. They bring a range of four-handed pieces to the Chamber of Arts series. Carolina Performing Arts. This season features The Spark with Tiff Merritt, a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter and UNC alum who takes us behind the scenes in artist-to-artist video interviews that delve deep into the creative process. The 45-minute live stream conversations are designed to peel back the polished performance to reveal the elbow grease, risk, fire, and courage behind a performer's art. And the final event on that season, Thursday, November 19th, Wynton Marsalis and Carlos Enriquez. Of course, Marsalis, an internationally acclaimed musician and composer, is the managing and artistic director of jazz at Lincoln Center. And Carlos Enriquez is a bassist for Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. He's also a lecturer at the Northwestern University School of Music. A quick look at what's going on at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. They've scheduled several streaming events over the next few months. Streaming starts at 8. Details about upcoming events is available by calling the Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. Saturday, November 21st, Bernstein and Barber with Caroline Shaw, a streaming event with the North Carolina Symphony. Saturday, December 5th, it's Zool Bailey plays Rachmaninoff with the Symphony, and that also is a streaming event. Saturday, December 12th, the Krueger Brothers, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event Wednesday, December 23rd, it's Holiday Pops, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Friday, December 25th, it's the Nutcracker from Carolina Ballet, again, a streaming event. Saturday, January 16th, Musician's Choice, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Thursday, January 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Saturday, January 23rd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live. And we're going to check out also some of the things going on at the DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com. The Ticket Center at 919-680-2787 and the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Saturday, November 28th, a virtual Christmas with the Griswolds. Light up your holidays and join Christmas favorite couple, Ellen and Clark Griswold, for this virtual salute to the holiday classic, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. This is a live streaming event through Zoom. Sunday, December 13th, it's Jagged Live in New York City, a Broadway reunion concert. For the first time in nearly 10 months, the Broadway cast of the 15-time Tony Award-nominated musical Jagged Little Pills is reuniting on stage for one night only. Tuesday through Sunday, January 26th through the 31st, the band's visit. Escape to Margaritaville is scheduled for Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd through the 7th. Thursday, February 11th, Bert Kreischer, the Birdie Boy Tour. Tuesday through Sunday, February 23rd through the 28th, it is Pretty Woman the Musical, and then To Kill a Mockingbird, Tuesday through Sunday, March 16th through the 21st. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. This program, or the content of this program, is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? Call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.